Genesis chapter 30. When Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, she became jealous of her sister, and said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die." Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, "Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?" Then she said, "Here is my servant Bilhah. Sleep with her, that she may bear children for me, so that I also may have children through her." So she gave him Bilhah, her servant, as a wife, and Jacob slept with her. Bilhah conceived, and bore Jacob a son. Then Rachel said, "God has vindicated me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son." So she named him Dan. Bilhah, Rachel's servant, conceived again, and bore Jacob a second son. Then Rachel said, "With mighty wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister, and have prevailed." So she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took Zilpah, her servant, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Zilpah, Leah's servant, bore Jacob a son. Then Leah said, "How fortunate for me!" So she named him Gad. Zilpah, Leah's servant, bore Jacob a second son. Then Leah said, "I am happy, for women will call me happy." So she named him Asher. Now during the wheat harvest, Reuben went and found mandrakes in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's mandrakes." But she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken away my husband? Would you now take away my son's mandrakes too?" Then Rachel said, "He may sleep with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." When Jacob came in from the field that evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must sleep with me, because I have paid for you with my son's mandrakes." So he slept with her that night. Then God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. Leah said, "God has rewarded me because I gave my servant to my husband." So she called him Issachar. Then Leah conceived again and bore a sixth son to Jacob. Leah said, "God has endowed me with a good dowry. Now my husband will respect me because I have borne him six sons." So she named him Zebulun. After that she bore a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. She conceived and bore a son and said, "God has taken away my disgrace." So she named him Joseph, saying, "May the Lord add another son to me." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go home to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you know my service, how I have worked for you." Then Laban said to him, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, stay here, for I have learned by divination that the Lord has blessed me for your sake." Then he said, "Name your wages, and I will pay it." So Jacob replied to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your livestock have fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased greatly, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. Now, when can I provide for my own family?" Then he asked, "What shall I give you?" Jacob responded, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again tend and guard your flocks. I will pass through all the flocks today, removing from there every speckled or spotted sheep and every black sheep. And all spotted and speckled goats will be my wages. So my honesty will answer for me later. When you shall come to oversee my wages paid me, every one that is not speckled or spotted among the goats and black among the sheep, if found in my possession, will be counted as stolen." Then Laban said, "Good, let it be just like you have said." So he removed that day the male goats that were striped and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one that had white in it, and all the black sheep, and gave them into the care of his sons. Then he set 3 days' journey between himself and Laban. Jacob pastured the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob took rods from fresh poplar, almond, and plane trees. He peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear, which was in the branches. He set the branches, which he had peeled, in front of the flocks in the watering troughs, where the flocks came to drink. They mated when they came to drink. When the flocks bred before the sticks, the flocks produced striped, speckled, and spotted. Jacob separated the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the striped and all the black in the flock of Laban. So he put his own flocks apart and did not put them with Laban's flock. Whenever the stronger of the flock were mating, Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the flock in the watering troughs, that they might breed near the sticks. But for the feeble of the flock, he did not put them in. So Laban got the feebler, and Jacob the stronger. Thus the man grew very wealthy, and had large flocks, and female and male servants, and camels and donkeys.